Today, on The Exam Room.
It's a nice thing to see that the vegan diet worked better for the overall health. But what about the affordability? What we found out was really fascinating. People saved a significant amount of money on the vegan diet, roughly 19% on groceries. And compared with the Mediterranean diet, people saved $2.40 a day, or 25% on groceries.
Welcome to the Exam Room Podcast, brought to you by the Physicians Committee. Hi, I'm the weight loss champion, Chuck Carroll, raising health IQs coast to coast and around the world. Hi to the Exam Roomies listening in College Park, Maryland, Pueblo, Colorado, and Bristol, England. Wherever you are, we appreciate you helping to make the world a healthier place. This is episode 92 of season 7, number 591 overall. And we have two goals today. Two goals. Number one, raise our health IQs. And number two, save you money. Dr. Hanna Kaliova is with us today to talk about one such study that will accomplish both things. She and her team just concluded this. It's a study that looks at the cost of a vegan diet, the Mediterranean diet, and the standard American or Western diet that most people are eating. Now, most people probably also think that the vegan diet is probably going to be the most expensive of the three, but not even close. That is simply not the case, because not only is it not the costliest, it's also the cheapest according to the study. We are talking about savings to the tune of anywhere from $600 to more than $850 a year. Plenty of cash to cover a few bills, whether that's your phone and internet for a little while, or maybe holiday gifts, or even a nice start to a great vacation, for goodness sakes. And this is a case of you absolutely get what you pay for, because even though you're paying less, you're actually getting a higher quality, lower calorie, greater nutrient dense diet that can help you thrive financially and physically. Because the savings we've talked about so far only equate to the cost of groceries. Doesn't even include the lower medical costs, because odds are you're gonna have a slimmer waist, lower blood pressure, fewer aches and pains, lower cholesterol, and on and on and on. So big time savings are on the way with Dr. Kaliova in just a minute. But first, have you heard? Have you heard the big announcement? Dr. Will Bolsowitz and I will be doing the Exam Room live together on stage in Miami, and we want you to be there. This is going down March 7th, right before Dr. Neil Barnard's Bon Voyage Bash ahead of the Holistic Holiday at Sea Cruise. So come hang out with us in warm Florida sunshine for an unforgettable time. Event information with tickets, that is in the show description for the bash. And then tickets for the special podcast with Dr. Bolsowitz and I, they will be going on sale very, very soon. So stay tuned. We're going to be at the bash too, so definitely come to that party. And podcast tickets are on the way soon. But right now, what do you say? We go right ahead and raise our health IQs and our bank account balance. This is a quick one, so pay attention. Take notes. 17 minutes of cost savings and health analysis headed your way right now with Dr. Hanna Kaliova right here on the Exam Room. Thanks for being here again, Dr. K.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
It's my pleasure. And I love the fact that when you do research and you do these studies, it's just like you find such an interesting way to keep pulling data out of it. It's like you do the studies looking for this one thing, but then you're able to extrapolate so much other information from these studies. It's just like you have a creative mind when it comes to research, don't you?
Oh, and this is my joy, you know, like looking, helping people and collecting the data by analyzing the data and publishing them, helping many more people. That's really my joy.
Well, it's our joy to have you here today. So let's all get joyous together as we look at the vegan and Mediterranean diets. Previously, we've talked about the health benefits between the two. So before we get into the cost analysis, which I'm really excited to hear, I think that the results are going to really surprise a lot of people. Before we get into the cost analysis of the two diets, which is more expensive, let's get a quick refresher on the health outcomes of the two diets, because I know that that's something that you have studied ad nauseum as well. So when we're looking at the vegan and Mediterranean diets head-to-head in terms of our health, what have you learned?
This is such an important question. Many people are like, you know what? The Mediterranean diet, that sounds good. A lot of fruits and veggies. But I don't have to make such huge changes to my diet. I can still eat some fish and chicken. I can still have some low-fat dairy. That sounds good. And olive oil. I love olive oil and nuts. So why don't I just, you know, make more conservative changes to my diet if it's helpful for me? But the question is, will it really bring you the results that you're looking for? And the next question is it affordable? So let's look into these topics. We decided to compare the Mediterranean diet head-to-head to a low-fat vegan diet. So the low-fat vegan diet avoids all animal products and consists of fruits and vegetables and grains and legumes. We also minimize the oil consumption and limit the nut and seed consumption. So the fat consumption is up to 30 grams per day. So it's much lower in fat compared with the Mediterranean diet. Now, in our study, the participants started either with the Mediterranean or the low-fat vegan diet for 16 weeks, so 4 months, and then they switched over to the opposite diet. That means each participant experienced both of these diets and was able to figure out which one works best for them personally. But it also allowed us to compare head-to-head both of these diets and decide which one worked better for the whole group. So if somebody is struggling with losing weight, if somebody is overweight and is like, you know what, I need to lose a couple pounds. Let me share a story of one of our study participants. We recruited people who are overweight, but being overweight usually comes also with a higher cholesterol, sometimes an elevated blood sugar, sometimes even a higher blood pressure. So let me share the story of Kimberly, one of our study participants. Kimberly started the study with the vegan diet. So she lost 28 pounds on the vegan diet. She was so excited. And now she switched over to the Mediterranean diet and she gained 9 pounds back. And the same was true for her total cholesterol, a nice drop on the vegan diet. But it went up on the Mediterranean diet, and for her blood sugar as well, went down nicely on the vegan diet and went up again on the Mediterranean diet. When we look at the group overall, people did not lose any weight on average on the Mediterranean diet, which may be surprising and also disappointing to many people, but this is what we found. But people were losing nicely on the vegan diet, 13 pounds in 16 weeks, or 6 kilograms. When we look at the individual weight loss, the green bars are the vegan diet, and the orange bars are the Mediterranean diet. And here's zero. So if somebody doesn't have a bar, that means there was no change in body weight. If the columns are going down, that's a weight loss. If they're going up, they gained weight. So look at all these green bars. All of them are pretty much going down with the exception of just a few. But look at the orange bars with the Mediterranean diet. There are a few that are going down and people are losing weight. But some people gained weight on the Mediterranean diet. So overall, no significant change in body weight for the group. Now, we also measured the body composition, because it wouldn't do you any good if you lost, you know, only muscle and water, and if you didn't lose any fat. But what we found is on the vegan diet, most of the weight loss was because people were losing losing fat, which is really good. People were losing also visceral fat around the inner organs on the vegan diet. Their insulin sensitivity went up on the vegan diet, no change on the Mediterranean diet. And their cholesterol went down nicely on the vegan diet with no change on the Mediterranean diet. Now, both systolic and diastolic blood pressure went down on both diets, more so on the Mediterranean diet. So this was the only improvement that we saw on the Mediterranean diet. So if we summarize the health findings, the vegan diet led to weight loss, reduction in fat mass and visceral fat, improvement in insulin sensitivity, reduction in LDL cholesterol and blood pressure, and the Mediterranean diet only improved or reduced blood pressure. So this is the comparison of the health outcomes. But the next question is,
well, before the next question, hold on here. Yeah. We got this nice summary on camera. I gotta ask you here. This is really interesting to me. Do you guys have a hypothesis as to why there was a more substantial reduction in the Mediterranean diet versus the vegan diet in terms of the blood pressure?
This is an excellent question. The olive oil, has been described to lower blood pressure, and this was a big difference between the groups. So it's plausible to expect that we're looking at the reduction in blood pressure due to the olive oil consumption. Now, can a vegan diet include, you know, a little bit of olive oil at some point, you know, for people who have high blood pressure? Possibly, but it may also come with some side effects. As Dr. Agarwal's study showed, you know, when you're on a vegan diet, being on a low-fat vegan diet is much better for your overall health, compared with including 4 tablespoons of olive oil per day. While olive oil may have some positive effects, it comes also with some downside.
And there's nothing to say that perhaps it was the order in which, and it was just kind of like luck of the draw, that maybe people who went on the Mediterranean diet first, maybe they had higher blood pressure overall, and because they made some changes to their diet that were significantly better than what it was they have been eating. I mean, would you guys have accounted for that?
Yeah, we accounted for the order of the diets.
That's just fascinating to me. It's an outlier. I mean, clearly at the end of the day, the vegan diet is going to triumph here. It's just curious. Call me a curious guy. I don't know. But now let's talk about cost, because I think that, you know, that's something that a lot of people are curious about, and that's what's at the heart of the show today. So when I said you'd like to go in there and keep extrapolating data that maybe you weren't originally looking for, this is going to speak to everybody. So let's dive into that.
Absolutely. Let's look at this. You know, it's a nice thing to see that the vegan diet worked better for the overall health. But what about the affordability? How does it compare to the Mediterranean diet? So we decided to look at how much it costs to be on the vegan or the Mediterranean diet. And we looked at all the diet records from the study participants. So on each diet, at baseline and then at the end of the 16-week period, the participants filled out a detailed 3-day diet record, 2 weekdays and 1 weekend day. And a registered dietitian then analyzed all the data, and we linked the data from the diet records to the USDA database that's called the Thrifty Food Plan 2021. This is our team who did the linkage, Macy and Dan and Christina. And we also had an independent researcher from the University of Washington, Pablo, and he checked the accuracy of the linkage. Now, what we found out was really fascinating. The Mediterranean diet, in terms of costs, didn't make any change compared with the baseline diet. But people saved a significant amount of money on the vegan diet. So compared with baseline, with their baseline diet, people saved roughly 19% on groceries. And compared with the Mediterranean diet, people saved $2.40 a day or 25% on groceries. Now, I need to say that the USDA database is super conservative in terms of the pricing of the foods. So in reality, the savings might have been bigger. If we look at how much this would be in terms of savings per year, then on the vegan diet, people were saving roughly $650 compared with their baseline diet, and over $870 a year compared with the Mediterranean diet, which is pretty significant. But, you know, I can already see some questions popping in the audience. You know, when you come to the grocery store and you come to the fresh produce, many people are like, you know, you want me to eat more fruits and vegetables? Have you been to a grocery store recently? Did you look at the prices? I mean, so let's look at the spendings for each of these food groups. It is true that when people on the vegan diet started consuming more fruits and vegetables, they were spending more on these foods. So the spendings on fruit went up by 20 cents a day, on vegetables by 50 cents a day. They also increased their whole grain consumption. So their spending on grains went up by 30 cents a day. And now they started also consuming some of the plant-based meats. So the spending for veggie meat went up by 50 cents a day. But all these increased costs were more than outweighed by the savings on the animal foods. People saved $2.90 a day on meat. That's almost $3 a day on meat. Can you believe it? So while people get stuck on the costs of fruits and vegetables, many people don't realize how expensive meat is. And in addition, on the vegan diet, people were also saving on dairy, 50 cents a day on average, and in addition, also 10 cents a day on eggs. And since we kept the fat content low, there is an additional saving of 50 cents a day on oil. So when we look at it together, compared with a Mediterranean diet, people saved 25% on groceries on the vegan diet, which is roughly $870 a year. So what can you do with $870 a year? Any ideas, Chuck?
I mean,
what would you like to do?
Well, number one, I'd probably get my wife something nice because happy wife, happy life. I'm fiscally responsive. I'm the wrong person to ask. I'm thinking of that in terms of, all right, well, that's a couple of car payments. That's a half of or a third of a mortgage. You know, like I'm looking at it in terms of like, what bills can I pay with that? And then the rest of that goes into savings. Because at some point in my life, Dr. Kalliova, I would like to retire. But yes, bottom line is we can do a lot with $870. What would you do? Let me turn the tables.
You know what? I need to say that this is a conservative estimate based on the USDA database. In reality, these savings may be probably bigger. And I always like to invest in my own health. So I'm thinking about just paying my gym membership with all these savings on food. How do you like and just going to the gym for free, you know, having the feeling of investing in your health and, with no additional cost? That's how I like to think about it.
Absolutely. So we're kind of on the same track. It's like the gym membership, that's a bill, and the bill gets paid automatically, basically, with these cost savings. That's pretty incredible. I like this a lot, and I think that it's going to open up a lot of eyes. I mean, you're talking about an $870 difference, vegan versus Mediterranean. That's pretty substantial, and baseline diet, the savings were still substantial as well. So lots of fun stuff. What else do you have cooking in your research kitchen, Dr. Kaliova? What's coming down the hopper?
Yeah, more analyses to come. Some analyses from our study for people with type 1 diabetes. Also some analyses from our study with postmenopausal women with hot flashes. So we're looking at how much of a difference it makes whether you eat like a so-called healthy vegan diet or if you can include some of the so-called unhealthy vegan products and what kind of a difference it makes for people. So more to come. Stay tuned. I hope to be on the show back soon.
Oh, absolutely. We're waiting with bated breath. Whenever you come on the show, we're going to learn something new. So I love it when you're here. Thank you so much and congratulations on the research. By the way, there's a link to look at the entire study in the show description and in the episode notes. Dr. Kaliova, appreciate your time as always.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
Pretty cool stuff. If you want to see Dr. Kaliova's presentation with all of the slides, you can do that. It is on YouTube. There's a link in the episode notes below. And when you generously donate what you can to the Physicians Committee, it empowers our researchers, Dr. Kaliova and her team, to do some incredible studies and stigma-shattering stuff that is so desperately needed so that we can begin to finally move the needle in a better direction for our health. We need to change, and this information needs to get out there. And I'm so privileged and proud to work at an organization that does the research that can accomplish this. But we need your help to keep doing that. So please head over to pcrm.org/donate to give what you can to help us thrive and make the world a healthier place. Also, set a reminder, join us Wednesday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on YouTube and Facebook, or catch the podcast replay right back here on Thursday, Dr. Neil Barnard. He's going to be back with us on the next Exam Room Live. So this is your opportunity to ask him anything health-related that might be on your mind. So join us noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, YouTube, Facebook, also streaming on my X platform at Chuck Carroll, WLC. And I want to take a moment to give a special shout out to Fortune Magazine for doing a deep dive on soy recently, talking about stigma shattering in terms of the cost of eating a plant-based diet today. Well, Fortune, they did some stigma shattering of their own, touting the health benefits of soy, shooting down the long-standing myth that it is unhealthy for humans. And they went way back and looked at where this idea that soy was unhealthy actually began. What was the genesis of it? And it was about 40 years ago that this data comes out. And it's just stuck around like an urban myth, even though it was deeply flawed. See, the thing is this, these test results that are so often mentioned where soy is looked upon negatively, they come from a study on mice and not humans. And as the dietitian that was interviewed by Fortune so astutely pointed out, soy is not exactly part of the typical mouse diet. And so these results, they just don't translate to us humans. Meanwhile, we have gobs and gobs and gobs of human studies that show massive benefits for us. Talking about lower cholesterol, soy is good for high blood pressure and it helps regulate fasting blood sugar as well. Also, a great deal of fiber is found in soy that's going to help keep you full, and it even lowers the risk of cancer. Yes, lowers the risk of cancer recurrence for breast cancer survivors. And for us guys, it looks like soy is also great for protecting us from prostate cancer. So it's important to see these facts, these true facts, not fake news, but true facts printed in a mainstream media magazine. Critically important, I'm telling you. It strips away any perceived bias that people may think of when you and I may be telling the story, right? Because if you're listening to this podcast, odds are somebody somewhere thinks of you as being that vegan, maybe even a preachy vegan. But be that as it may, the facts are still the facts. They are no less true. But when someone from outside of the plant-based world begins talking about these things, that's when opinions can change for the masses. And that is why we need more of this type of publication. So thank you, Fortune Magazine, and the author, Annie Friedman, for writing such a wonderful column. And I will drop a link to it right now in the episode notes for you to read for yourself. And one more myth to bust today. Why not? Because we're on a roll. Why stop here? Vegan athletes are weak. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Can't be vegan if you're an athlete because you just won't have any muscles. No way, no how. Well, that's about as false as anything I've ever heard too. And we have the proof to back that up. And all that proof is in our free plant-based guide for athletes. Sign up to get your free copy right now at pcrm.org/athlete. And as a bonus, you will automatically become an Exam Room VIP. That is our insider club for exam roomies. And you'll automatically get our monthly newsletter, tips and tricks and thoughts from our experts, and a whole lot more. So get your copy today, our plant-based guide for vegan athletes at pcrm.org/athlete, or click the link in the episode notes. And if you feel like we've accomplished our goals today, saving you money and raising your health IQ by a point or two, help us out. Subscribe or follow the Exam Room Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your shows. And when you do that, please also leave a 5-star rating and a nice review so that we can continue to grow. Links to those also in the episode notes. And for today, that is going to wrap things up. Big full show coming back later this week, Wednesday, live with Dr. Neil Barnard, and the podcast replay right back here on Thursday. But for this day, we are fresh out of time, my friend. So I want to say thank you one more time to Dr. Hanna Kaliova for being here as we continue to raise our health IQs and learn how to keep a little more change in our pockets. And for everyone at the Physicians Committee, I am the weight loss champion, Chuck Carroll. Thank you so very much for listening. And remember, as always, keep it plant-based.